This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehbash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has credited Indian youth for achieving progress in the area of science, technology and sports and called upon them to contribute in the areas of cleanliness drive, conservation of water and natural resources and gift Indian artifacts. He was speaking after inaugurating the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Centre Vivek Smarak in Mysuru yesterday. The Prime Minister emphasized that Swami Vivekanand's vision was to mentor our youth and empower them to work for nation building. Mr. Modi further said, the capabilities of our youth has transformed India into the second largest mobile phone market. New strides are being made in semiconductor manufacturing, innovations and in private sector space missions. Moreover, Mr. Modi underscored the progress achieved in the last 12 years in the field of education by establishing new universities and colleges, including ITIs, IIMs, IITs, AIMS, and increasing medical seats as well. Delhi BJP yesterday lodged a complaint against leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, independent MP Rajesh Ranjan alias Pappu Yadav, SP-MP Avdhesh Prasad and other concerned individuals for allegedly hurting Hindu religious sentiments in the Parliament complex yesterday. The BJP delegation led by New Delhi MP Bansuri Swaraj demanded registration of an FIR against the opposition leaders. Ms. Swaraj alleged that the opposition has mocked the faith of Hindus, ridiculed Sanatan culture and insulted the saint community during the protest held near the Makar Dwar of the Parliament complex. Ms. Swaraj asserted that such actions would not be tolerated. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday reviewed the preparedness for the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate NEET PG 2026 to ensure the smooth, secure, transparent and technology-enabled conduct of the examination. The exam is scheduled to be held on the 30th of this month. During the meeting, the minister assessed the preparedness of the National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, technology partners and other stakeholders involved in conducting the examination. He was briefed on examination logistics, candidate facilitation measures, the security architecture and the technology-driven interventions introduced for NEET PG 2026. India climbed to fourth place in the Commonwealth Games medal standings in Glasgow with a total of 39 medals including 13 gold, 17 silver and 9 bronze. The latest comes from 5,000 metre race where India's Gulveer Singh finished third. In boxing, India delivered a stellar performance winning 7 gold medals. The latest came from Ankush Panghal who defeated England's Dimeji Shittu 4-1 in the men's 80kg final. Earlier, Sachin Sivaj won the men's 60kg gold, edging past Namibia's try-again Morning and Develo by a 3-2 split verdict. The other Indian gold medalists were Jasmine Lemboria, Preeti Pawar, Sakshi Chaudhary, Priya Gangas and Arundhati Chaudhary. However, Indian boxers Lovlina Borgohain and Jadumani Singh settled for silver medals. Preeti claimed the women's 54kg boxing title with a commanding 5-0 victory over Canada's Scarlett Delgado. Jasmine, the reigning world champion, secured another 5-0 win in the women's 50kg final defeating Michaela Walsh of Northern Ireland. Sakshi then beat Ruby White of England in the women's 50kg final 5-0 to win. It was a harder final bout for Priya, who beat Mary Bethal Al-Ahmadiyya of Canada 4-1 in a split verdict in the women's 60kg final. Arundhati Chaudhary also defeated Chantal Reid of England in the women's 70kg final. India also celebrated a historic achievement in para-athletics with Suman Rana winning gold and Shubham Jayal taking silver in the men's shot put F57 event. This result marked India's first ever Commonwealth Games gold medal in the men's shot put F57 event and the nation's first double podium finish in the category. In other athletic events, triple jumper Praveen Chitravul won silver while Selva Prabhu earned bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.